Aleden müfkizin ne sanki de çöğeden geliyor, ne yönde, ne sanki ki uzun tuzu yönde, ne çile yönde gibi dostu yüterce. Ne oldu? Benim ağam, benim şöyle deyip, müfkizini de tam benim ağam diyelim.
Good evening. So last time we continued to look at the many incredible qualities of the Buddha jewel expressed through the Buddha's body, speech, mind, and we came to look at the final quality in this presentation, that of the enlightened activities of the Buddha. So this is as far as we've come thus far in the presentation on refuge.
Mm-hmm. Dere de tam de çene degi şey de dada yüdü ki ne yüdü ki de zugi tu zugi a Ale, adet dini ma, dini de sahnesi dini, çeşit de, dini, anti gang dili. Dini, çi dike, yüdü ki, tuk tümünü, tituk çiye kuyo çerde, san yi yu sun, resu bor ne, ranşi çi ki, tohtu çuva yin sun, de ma da, nem ka va, çi zemle çuva min pa, yi nang do lo ne, şibdu, da na, şindu, da var, nang o sere. Di, çesar sun.
So returning to the text, and we'll conclude the quotation from Geshe Potawa. So in the published book, it's the last sentence on page 105. In the handout, it will be at the bottom of page 123. Yeah, in the handout, page bottom of page 123. To claim the teachings say that, but owing to present circumstances, I cannot do it right now, so I must do this instead, is to ignore the Buddha's advice and proceed on the basis of your own discernment. In Lama Tsongkhapa comments, and I'll just give up the first bit, if we turn our mind inward and examine carefully, we will recognize that it is so true that our normal attitude, one of trusting others' mere words and being content without discernment, is nothing but delusion.
Sanji
I'll just read that part of that again. To claim that teachings say that, but owing to present circumstances, I cannot do it right now, so I must do this instead, is to ignore the Buddha's advice and proceed on the basis of your own discernment. I'll just repeat a little bit of the context that we covered last week when we were covering the rest of the quotation from Geshe Potawa, which is that if we receive advice from a renowned fortune teller, so someone that we have trust in, hence we've sought out their advice, we will embrace that advice, follow it diligently, immediately, and precisely, exactly as received. And if for whatever reason we cannot do so, we will strive to overcome such a reason because we'll feel uncomfortable as if we are letting ourselves down by not following the advice of this fortune teller in whom we have trust. But this is not the same attitude we bring to the teachings. Here, the teachings are the very advice from the perfect Buddha. But we don't take it as such. We don't receive it as, this is personal advice of how I must live my life from now, the minds I need to cultivate and have define me from this moment forth. We don't take the teachings in that way. Rather, the many reasons that appear in our mind as to, well, right now this is more important, or this period of my life, that is more important. Those reasons we embrace. And the teachings, we leave them aside. And in this way, procrastination, delay, waiting for better days that never come, this is how we tend to approach the Dharma teachings. This is what we're being guarded against, warned against. Lama Tsongkhapa then concludes or follows this quotation by stating, I'll just skip out the first few words because they're not in the Tibetan. If we turn our mind inward and examine carefully, we will recognize that it is so true that our normal attitude, one of trusting others' mere words and being content without discernment, is nothing but delusion. Unfortunately, what Potawaya said was not only relevant at the time that he stated this, many hundreds of years ago, but it is still the case for most of us today. That if we have problems, we look for solutions in areas which potentially can lead to temporary respite. We don't look to the Dharma, which can lead to a final eradication of our problems. Moreover, if we go to someone whose advice we trust, and they tell us, there's nothing to worry about, everything is going well, we relax. Or alternatively, we superficially examine our conditions and say, my life right now is okay, and we relax, thinking that now everything is good. And all this, all that this shows is we are not relying on the Dharma in the sense of using the teachings we've received to analyze our own mind and analyze our own mind from the perspective of the Dharma. Because this is where the solutions, when our life is difficult, this is where the solutions are to be found. By transforming our mind in accordance with the Dharma teachings, our problems and difficulties are no longer experienced as such. And moreover, when our life is good, we'll recognize this now is the opportunity to embrace the teachings, to embark on wholehearted study and contemplation because I don't have major obstacles in my life right now. But all too often, though, we fall under the delusion that comes from a lack of discernment. In other words, a lack of analysis, a lack of thinking for ourselves. And this leads to complacency. But when we challenge ourselves, as you will be doing right now, recognize this incredible opportunity that comes with this life is finite. And I have no certainty as to when it will end. Moreover, I have no certainty as to where my next rebirth will be or what those circumstances will be. I have no idea of how difficult it will be to reconnect with the path in my very next life. Thinking like that, in the way that has been meditated on prior, should stir us to look to the Dharma for solutions, not just when times are challenging, but also when our life is going well. Then Lama Tsongkhapa continues with this conclusion with insistent advice to achieve certainty. I've just added one word in the first sentence, in the second line. Therefore, think about the Buddha's excellent qualities again and again and try to gain as much heartfelt certainty as possible. Once that develops, you will have arrived at the main point of going for refuge. For a similar certainty will arise concerning the Dharma received from him and from the Sangha of those accomplishing that Dharma.
Then 今天三大班的三亿元的洋洋三嘛，就是三亿元的股数都是元的的，可讲呢，洋都是用这三百洋的洋的三亩地，今天三百呢，你他话呢，三亩地呢，三亿股数都是元的，同一对，我的三亩地给，你还不集中了，别是的那个，你还不不顶不修建了呀，别是些活来做的，这大家这里，而且三亿元，同样他就是来这边，你把这三亿要来，现在这个是。
要不着了，就写的个不得，他有不有金匠雇员的、送雇员的、土员的，那土钱别人的、土资源的、土上大洋的洋的、上大的，那你明白？几不定的个原点的个通用的，三级里也得不定不起的个，是明白？就那点的个，明白定不用下来呀，别就要钱钱，那三级原点的个洋的洋的，三股的也是什么的洋的洋的，因为他把那有三级的明白记住了，别。
So this paragraph here contains insistent advice from Lama Tsongkhapa to us, where he starts saying, therefore. So this word, therefore, should trigger us to recognize that this is a word that is that should lead us to recall the reasons that have just been presented. So it could be expressed as independence on all these reasons. Think about the Buddha's excellent qualities again and again. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa is giving us insistent advice to reflect repeatedly over a sustained period on the good qualities of the Buddha's body, of the Buddha's speech, of the Buddha's mind in terms of his exalted knowing, as well as his compassion. As well as then reflect on his enlightened activities and reflect on these excellent qualities again and again in order to give rise to heartfelt certainty. This is the measure of attaining of our refuge in the Buddha, is when our certainty is deep from within. Then we know that that refuge has arisen in our heart. Then we will be open and receptive to the guidance of the Buddha, taking it all as personal instruction. So this is what Lama Tsongkhapa is giving us insistent advice to achieve. The next two sentences in the Tibetan are in the opposite English, opposite order from the English. The translation is fine, just for some reason they've been put in a different order. So I'll read it the English as it appears in the Tibetan. For a similar certainty will arise concerning the Dharma received from him and from the Sangha of those accomplishing the Dharma. The meaning is quite clear. One will, having developed heartfelt certainty in the Buddha, then one will be open and receptive to the Dharma that he taught, which is the very Dharma that he has realized, and the very Dharma that led to his attainment of enlightenment. And from this, then, we will have a deep trust in the Sangha as well, those accomplished practitioners who are cultivating the Dharma within them. In the next sentence, once that develops, you all have arrived at the main point of going for refuge.
And
ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしりがまれ。ジャムロディアやこしり
Lama Tsongkhapa concludes this insistent pleading with us with the final sentence. There is no way that going for refuge or taming the mind, let alone other paths, will occur without it. So without having heartfelt trust in the Buddha, and a trust that is certain, this word certain can also be translated as definite, so where one is has a definite heartfelt trust in the Buddha, and therefore in his teachings, the Dharma, and in his highly developed practitioners, the Sangha. Without that, it will not be possible to attain paths of accumulation, preparation, seeing, and meditation. That will not be possible, let alone taming the mind. So this way we see how going for refuge really is a foundational training, the basis in which all good qualities will come. Now, to the second jewel, the excellent qualities of the Dharma. Out of respect for the Buddha, you should recollect as follows. The Buddha's limitless excellent qualities arose from his meditating on and actualizing the Dharma of scriptures and realizations, true cessations and true paths, the epitome of the elimination of faults and the achievement of excellent qualities. This is the intention of the Compendium of Teachings Sutra. Out of respect for the Buddha. So out of respect for the Buddha refers to the respect that has arisen independent on the prior meditations on the Buddha jewel's incredible qualities of body, speech, mind, and enlightened activities. So it's through those reflections that one has engaged in again and again. that one has developed a sincere and heartfelt respect for the Buddha. Then one continues to reflect as follows. The Buddha's limitless excellent qualities, which is all that one has been reflecting on, arose from his meditating on and actualizing the Dharma of the scriptures. The Dharma of scriptures is what the Buddha taught. So when the Buddha turned the wheel of Dharma, this expression expresses his years of teaching the Dharma. These Dharma teachings are the scriptural teachings from the Buddha. And then this text continues, and realization. Realization is what is gained by those who put aside all that's unimportant and embrace what is. This is what the Buddha himself did, giving rise to realization and transformation within himself, as well as all the Arya beings and other great practitioners. They have given rise to the realized teachings, with the scriptural teachings being the teachings of the Buddha, and the realizations that follow from that being the realized teachings, the Dharma that is realized and within the continuum of the great practitioners. And so what are these realizations? The true cessations and true paths, the epitome of the elimination of faults and the achievement of excellent qualities. To express that in the way that we usually present the teachings, the abandonment of the afflictions together with the seeds. This leads to the attainment of true cessations, and it's done through true paths. So this and the true paths are these excellent qualities as well as true cessations. So the true cessations is the mark of the elimination of faults. The true paths are the achievement of excellent qualities. And this is the very personification of the Dharma that has arisen perfectly, completely in the mind of the Buddha and is being perfectly and completely arisen in the mind of accomplished practitioners.
And now, there is some words in that tip part, Godi Buddha Shubi, that is that, and another person, Chukon Chola, just was Chukon Chodida, so Chukotin and Landini, that in Andi Yat, Chukon Zodin, Yomba Pompi Pompa, Mobo Kotin is here. And it is that another Chukon Chola, just to do big, Jeff's ready, San Chukon to Kotin, the Lamdin, Yam to Limba Latin, and Yam Kotin, the Rang Gula, and Yomba Pompi Pompa, and Yandi Kotin, the Rang Gula Kion. 코와레 你们把帮别帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮帮
To put what's presented here simply, the Dharma jewel is true cessations and true paths. And it's through cultivation of true paths that true cessations are attained. So this we need to reflect on to develop a deep trust that this is how I too can gain freedom. If I train in the way that I'm guided, I will abandon the afflictions together with their seeds, and therefore thereby attain true paths and true cessations, cultivate the Dharma jewel within. And in this way, I too will achieve liberation from the sufferings of samsara. So this needs to be reflected on to the point that all, so the normal word is, well, the word is doubt, but it's better understood as hesitation. All hesitation is eradicated. Hesitation is experienced as procrastination, reasons to delay, reasons not to apply ourselves to the teachings in a heartfelt and consistent way. To overcome this procrastination, we need to overcome our hesitation towards the validity of the presentation on the three jewels. Because by reflecting well on the result of cultivating the Dharma jewel, for example, the Buddha jewel, we will recognize, I can do this too. And we need to have that recognition be heartfelt in the sense that there is a stable determination to set aside all that's unimportant and to embrace what truly has meaning. So this is how we can radically transform our life, focus on cultivating the qualities of the Dharma within, and give rise to a steady determination to train our mind in the Dharma. Lama Tsongkhapa concludes by presenting his source, and his source is from the Buddha himself. This is the intention of the Compendium of the Teachings Sutra. So once again, the reason for presenting the sources is so that we can have confidence. Lama Tsongkhapa is not merely presenting what he believes, but he's showing that it comes from a valid source.
So
the same way that through cultivating deep and heartfelt faith in the Buddha, one gives rise to deep and heartfelt faith in the Dharma jewel, so too, by giving rise to deep and heartfelt faith in the Buddha jewel, one will also give rise to deep and heartfelt faith in the Sangha jewel. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa continues. This refers mainly to persons who are Aryans. Recollecting the excellent qualities of the Dharma, you are mindful of those who accomplish it correctly. That is the intention of the Compendium of the Teaching Sutra.
So tolam jolam tolam kumna yubi nani dine ya do pabi kasa di kiri yamne do kunzugi genji ma songo sunda do aje yamne chiga do do ore deza di kutu gula nani chigi chio kuncho lamni gula gie sarwa dine da kohdin gula gie yore dine za da dine ki pabi ki dunde li yama dunga yamne chelo ro cheba liya nye dende le machuwa manuwa jetuye dende re sebe gida yichi di yungu reyes dine da chio yada ba dube dino sedu dine Gwanya jambara jayde dhushchana samna dhush jayngu, samna dhush samdanggu ra yeche. Ndi, anda dang gwayade, shuyangda bhe dhubi dhuyen se dhe, anda shuyangda bhe dhubi dhuyen na sunsha bhe dhuyen da dhiri yeche.
Lama Tsongkhapa starts when writing about the excellent qualities of the Sangha jewel, that this refers mainly to persons who are Aryas. Aryas are those who have realized emptiness directly, so the great practitioners of the Dharma, those who have attained the Dharma jewel within the true paths and true cessations, those who are abiding on the path of seeing or the path of meditation. This is how we should primarily think of the Sangha jewel. So these are the practitioners who, and Lama Tsongkhapa continues, recollecting the excellent qualities of the Dharma, you are mindful of those who accomplish it correctly. So those who accomplish it correctly specifically is referring to these Arya beings, those who have come to see reality. And they've done so by training their mind precisely as they have been guided, not thinking that they know what's best for themselves, but taking the advice of those who have already accomplished the paths and following that advice properly. So they are the ones who are accomplishing it correctly. And again, Lama Tsongkhapa concludes with stating his source, that is the intention of the compendium of the teachings sutra. You can see from the length of presentation how much time was dedicated to each of the three jewels that Lama Tsongkhapa has emphasized the need to reflect on the qualities of the Buddha jewel, because it's through reflecting deeply on the qualities of the Buddha jewel that will lead to a deep heartfelt certainty in the Buddha jewel. From that, then trust in the very teachings that the Buddha gave will arise, recognizing that the Buddha taught the complete and unmistaken path, the path that he himself had cultivated within, and therefore was talking from his own unmistaken experience. And he was doing so because of the qualities of his great compassion, qualities of his exalted wisdom, and so forth, the qualities of a Buddha. Therefore, by having reflected well on the qualities of the Buddha jewel, deep trust in the Dharma jewel arises. And with this will come the recognition, the Buddha was once ordinary like me. By training in the way he was guided, he cultivated the Dharma jewel within him, thereby was able to share the Dharma of scripture. And sharing that, those who followed it well gave rise to the Dharma of realization. And that and many of them are included now in the Sangha jewel. Those who have cultivated the Dharma as guided, and have come to achieve through parts and through cessations. And many of them abide in our world, showing that the Dharma is still alive and flourishing, and its accomplishment is possible. As long as one does so in the way guided, one will then develop these unmistaken qualities within oneself. So in this way, we see from the presentation from Lama Tsongkhapa, how through reflecting on the qualities of the Buddha and developing a certain and heartfelt trust in the Buddha, from that will come a deep trust in the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel. And in this way, you'll arrive at the main point of going for refuge. The presentation on refuge is divided into the causes of going for refuge, which we completed a couple of months ago, based on that, the objects to which one goes for refuge. And then the second and the third outline was the way one goes for refuge. There we are still in this third outline, having looked at the qualities of the three jewels. And now we come to the next three sub-points of the way you go for refuge. So the second is understanding the distinctions. And here, Lama Tsongkhapa continues, going for refuge by way of understanding the distinctions. As it is apparent from a compendium of ascertainments, you go for refuge aware of the distinctions among the three jewels. This has been covered well before, where one recognizes the Buddha jewel as being the founder teacher, the teacher of the Dharma in our world. And the Dharma jewel is the actual refuge. The true paths and true cessations are what is the actual protecting refuge that actually protects one from suffering, is the cultivation of the Dharma in our own mind. And then the Sangha jewel are our companions on our spiritual journey, those that accompany us, that guide us, that are our companions on our spiritual journey. So this has been covered well already. So again, the outline of the way to go for refuge. First was looking at the qualities of the three jewels. Then the next was understanding the distinctions. And our thirdly, going for refuge by way of commitments. Lama Tsongkhapa writes, as is apparent from the commentary on the Vinaya Sutra, you go for refuge in terms of considering the Buddha to be the one who teaches the refuge, the Dharma to be Nibbana, which is the actual refuge, and the Sangha to be companions who help you accomplish the refuge. And The meaning is again, as presented previously, that the Buddhajo is the founder teacher, the one who teaches the refuge. The Dhammajo, which is that of the true cessations, which is the abandonment of the afflictions together with their seeds attained through cultivating true paths. And that is the actual refuge. And then the Sanghajo are our guides, our companions, are those who teach us and instruct us. So the meaning is, as has been presented before, really these are just different approaches, different ways to think about the topic. Then the fourth sub-outline here, which is going for refuge by not advocating other refuges. Having understood the superiority and inferiority of Buddhist and non-Buddhist teachers, teachings, and students respectively, you consider the three jewels alone to be a refuge, and do not consider teachers and so forth who are incompatible with them to be a refuge. Having understood the superiority and inferiority of Buddhist and non-Buddhist teachers, so this word correctly translated as teachers is more, should, is usually written with an uppercase T, in that it refers to founder teachers. It's a specific word. So the founder teacher, like in the case of Buddhists, that of Buddha Shakyamuni. So it really refers to the founder teachers, having understood the distinction between them and the Buddha, as well as the teachings that they gave, and then those who, both from the time of that founder teacher to the present day, the difference in their students. You consider the three jewels alone to be a refuge, and do not consider teachers and so forth, again, the founder teachers and so forth, who are incompatible with them to be a refuge. So the other term to explain is that of being incompatible. So this then will refer to where their views are incompatible with that of Buddhists, that those are not views to cultivate or to live in accordance with or to have influence on. Likewise, if they have any conduct or behavior or practices that they as a teacher guides their students to accomplish, these we should refrain from if they are incompatible with the teachings of the Buddha. Lamtokapa continues, as for the difference between the two sects, the difference between the teachers is that the Buddha has eliminated all faults and has completed the excellent qualities, while other teachers are the opposite to that.
Chisna dang hanzu du chinita sangye na nangba dan chibi ki ane dunbiki chebara shibi kone, chebara shi, chebara du simju cheya du kala, ane sangye se di nyomomba bakcha dan cheba pangbiki, ane kyun chamche dan jaware, yende ane masangwa meba chasang yonden doba re es, chasang du shin yonden doba, du sida sangye yonden diri es aji.
So the difference between Buddhists and non-Buddhists comes down to the difference in their founder teacher, and therefore the resulting teachings and the students accomplishing those teachings. And the primary difference, or to put it in a succinct way, the difference between the founder teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni, and those of other religions, is that the Buddha has eliminated all faults and completed all excellent qualities.
那些你前几段把你提了多巴的是的，但上一段的那些比给他，这个你看这两段也没个什么段给段巴提给的，然后就给他弄巴的线索了的，今天上一段的几节数，结束就不满意吧？今天给段巴，那缺段巴的线，啊，就说你提了多巴的是的，你上一段的那些工作都要马来西亚去。
Other teachers, other founder teachers, not having developed all good qualities and therefore could not abandon all faults, would express it the other way, not having abandoned all faults and therefore could not develop all good qualities, are the opposite to what the
Buddha is.
Particular point, so the fourth in this outline on the way to go for refuge needs to be understood clearly because it's certainly possible to misunderstand and therefore create some harm. Here, one should be very aware of one's attitude towards those of other religions or those of no religion. We use reasoning to distinguish differences, to distinguish reasons, but we should not then from having used reasons to distinguish differences, to then feel a sense of superiority and to look down on others, to have a sense of discrimination between ourselves and others, a partisan approach or an approach which criticizes others, looks down on them. That would be an error. Certainly one uses one's intelligence to look at factual differences, but that should not then lead to a sense of superiority and as seeing the others as inferior. That is a mistake.
Is that then any Ganesh and a Susuke, Tarbada, Tamji Kimbi, Baba, Toba Delia, Yamling is invited Ma, Du, Sede, Shimjuji, Sanji, Sun Shabada, Nakondu Timba Shandadi, Sundan, Susuke, Shimju, Sheva Chiadu, that is not that David Honey Shevena, Ranches and Tasin, Marik Pati, Pangu, Uri, Timapana, and D. Pavala. Dame to be shared up to Dame to Dame to be shared at the combat dinner, thing is in Rupchinary, Dame to share a combat dinner, Yomapango, yes, as Sanji is so shared. Now, then, Jumpersenda de Gigi Gansa said, Da, your is a killing your mother, Da, your mother is killing your mother, Dame about to be shared up your marwa. Evanta, Sinadi, Dizada, Dame about to be shared up your mark killing, which is in Taiwan Chane, Sanji is ready. Dame about to be shared up somewhere, just a dame about to be shared up combatine, did Maranjugula toss in the Pangu, said, Who's in the Rangarjugula, no more here, the Kishidi, and the Carson Rang Chase and Rang Tatu to be tossing the Kiwi too. Just a Dinikiva and the Sanjigi, tossing the Loshere, Deep Bangore, Deep Bambala Nimbo, Dame about to be shared up, said Dame Kongure, Deep Bambalatine, and Bangore Sun Shabati, the Temperesha, and the Susuke. Never 난줄에 아고 나고 말해 난주 진한주 나고 있으니 진에 신고 해 봐. 아 콘주 신고 말 콘주 배 신고 말세 마배 해. 진에 가야 말. 소수기 또 콘주기 숨비 템포 콘 숨비 따위 남샤다. 남유 저나 두지 제바지 심주체를 또 소수기 상기 예 소외디 템바다 윤제 통하제 아니 되려야 아주 생각 좋아해. 전에 미마와세디 전에 미마외 군에 계속 좋아하세. 시행례 균주에 다 통조다 되니기 미제 봐서 그러네. 미제 바로 시작으로 와라. 제가 되니기 한 기발하들라 지게 투에게 내가 열되니자 이 된배다 나 맞이 시행세다 되니기 생고하다 통조다야다 되니기 돈에 말해서 수식에 대비 남자 상기 순시해봐도 그런 순시해봐도 제 심규치 제어도 상기 순바도 그런 윤대는 통 윤대에 더디 인덴바토 딜리티네 아니 도시네 아 겹수고 레시네
As someone engaging the reflections of refuge, one reflects on the remarkable qualities of the Buddha, recognizing that he and he alone has taught suffering right down to the subtlest levels and the very causes of their suffering. No one else has taught that. He has also taught the complete and unmistaken method by which we can gain freedom from suffering and its causes. No one else has taught that either. No other teacher has identified the ignorance of self-grasping at all, let alone the wisdom realizing selflessness. These are unknown presentations in traditions other than those of the Buddha. In fact, other traditions universally accept a self. And accepting that there is a self, an inherently existent self, there is no interest, no need to investigate selflessness. So this presentation from the Buddha, that the ignorance of self-grasping is a wrong consciousness and the root cause of all suffering, is unique to the Buddha. So too is his presentation on the various causes that need to be accumulated in order to develop the wisdom realizing selflessness to the degree that we can eradicate the ignorance of self-grasping. All of this is unique to the Buddha. So reflecting in this way leads to an even more powerful, stable refuge because our trust in the Buddha becomes even stronger. Our determination to cultivate these good qualities within also grows. So within that presentation, we recognize the difference between our founder teacher and those of other religions. But there's no reason, there's no scope even for a feeling of superiority. There's no reason to inflate this non-existent self. Likewise, there's no reason to deprecate, to look down on others, because this too will lead to this feeling of superiority. That is baseless. So this needs to be understood very carefully, so as not to make an error here.
Dani Dunba Shimbani, Jimnan Kula, Jepsu Cheese, Jepchibas, and Dizzy Lid with Shenaki, Jimming Alla Indian Dance, she dance.
The Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Praise of the Exalted One. Having abandoned the other teachers, Blessed One, I go to you for refuge. If they ask me why, it is because you have excellent qualities, but no faults.
Zandam, Dani, Dimba Shimbani, Kula, Jimnin Kula, Gipsu, she said that, and Danga, and it took Dimba Sangi, Kerali, Shambigi, let Dimba Palia, Consulia, and Gipsu to me as Dani, Dimba Shimbani, and Sangi Jimnin Kerolia, Gipsu, Gipsu to me, Dangi, Gip Dimba, Sangi Kerali, said Kerali, Gipsu to me, so that's it.
In the first two lines, the meaning of what's above is presented, above in this topic. Having abandoned the other teachers, Blessed One, I go to you for refuge. So here it's been made very clear that one goes to refuge to the Buddha and the Buddha alone.
And the Jili do Shena Chu, Juming Allah Yundi Densi, the Jili do Juming Arresina, Kurona, Jumba Shella Jesu, Pajasu Maraji, Jumling Kurla Jesu, Juming Arisla, Chu Juming Allahs, Kurona Jun Hamjedan, Bang Tawarish, Juming Rus.
这个云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的是云天太太的电报的 reason. You have excellent qualities, but no faults. So through developing these excellent or perfect qualities, all faults have been eradicated. And conversely, through the eradication of all faults, all perfect qualities or excellent qualities could shine through. This is the reason why the Buddha is a suitable refuge. In that short verse, what one sees is that the reason for going to refuge to the Buddha is, what one sees in that short verse is that one goes to refuge to the Buddha based on reasons, not just because this is what one does, but because of reasons. It's not a reasonless act, that of going for refuge. It should be done based on reasoning. And then, quotations continue. The more I think about the other non-Buddhist textual traditions, so this is referring to where one has looked at the presentations in other religions on how to gain liberation from suffering. If they have a presentation on samsara, they'll have a presentation on how to gain liberation or freedom from suffering. So having looked at that, These textual traditions will have been taught by the founder teachers of these other religious traditions. And there, the result of having heard these teachings from other traditions, read their texts, is to recognize that, yes, they have some good qualities in there, perhaps the presentation on how to develop a stable, powerful, calm abiding, but they have some major flaws. For example, asserting that there is a self. So through this, through one's general knowledge, one's knowledge more broadly than just that of the Buddha Dharma, one's trust in the protector, the Buddha, develops and grows further.
And
shenbegi da dinigi yende tenpati tungminu saji tanda diri suwa. Nen cha thang di.
The final verse of Lama Tsongkhapa quotes here, the mental states are ruined by faulty tenets of those who lack omniscience. With ruined thinking, they do not see the faultless teachers, not even you. So here, for those who are the students of the founder teachers of other religions, who follow their textual traditions, so linking to the above two verses, they, because the teachings have errors in them, these students cannot abandon their afflictions because they cannot abandon the root of those afflictions, the root cause, the ignorance of self-grasping. And therefore, their mental states are ruined by faulty tenets of those who lack omniscience, with ruined thinking, they do not see the faultless teachers, not even you.
And nala andu garisungus ne delia manju gyula na kemne konju sumra jepsu tu yi kemre timbu ji ya la anu biji kesinye ma da san yi kusun tu zu yende ni gyu chen sam dang gore chi ji dun si sam dang ge tone sam dang ben kusun tu yende ni ge ha ko yo du ne kemre ti kemre timbu cha ge ye sa ji xie dan da din din ma xue de ya en chi waro xie da de nu sam dang na de le mi do dang 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 ke waro chi 그래서는 상기 이내
So, having concluded this outline on the way to go for refuge, and we summarize it in brief by saying that the way to develop stable faith in the three jewels as our protecting refuge is to reflect in the way that has been presented. So having generated the causes for going for refuge, fear of the lower realms, you then reflect on the qualities of the three jewels, in particular the Buddha jewel, to develop that stable faith that the three jewels is where one should turn to gain protecting refuge. In particular, your time is to be dedicated to reflecting on the qualities of the Buddha jewel. And this we discussed extensively last time, because it's through reflecting on the qualities of the Buddha jewel that, as we saw at the start of tonight's teaching, that through reflecting on the qualities of the Buddha jewel, one will come to develop deep heartfelt trust in his teachings, the Dharma jewel, because his teachings are a presentation of how he has lived countless stream of lives cultivating the qualities that led to the development of true paths and true cessations. Thereby, our heartfelt trust in the Dharma jewel will come about in dependence on our trust in the Buddha jewel. So too will our trust come about in those advanced practitioners who have developed the Dharma jewel within themselves and are thereby rapidly attaining becoming Buddhas themselves to the Sangha jewel. Through reflecting in this way, we develop an ever more stable trust in the three jewels, where this is so indispensable for all of us, is it's through having stable trust that we'll be open and receptive to the teachings. And we'll embrace those teachings, not set them aside for our various responsibilities or other things that interest us, but recognize this precious opportunity is finite. Now is the time to embrace these teachings, to cultivate them within me, and everything else that is a distraction, to let that go. And here to embrace these teachings, because this is what the Buddha himself did, and all the Sangha jewel are doing. Therefore, I can do so. And then the final part that we looked at tonight was, as we recognize the qualities of the Buddha jewel, we will be, the Buddha and his teachings and his followers, we will very clearly see the differences in other philosophies, whether religious or not. Here, guard your mind. Be very sure that as one develops trust in the Buddha, one emulates the Buddha and the great practitioners, and therefore guards our mind from feeling distant, looking down on others, but rather like our role models, to value all beings, and should rather, even those who are followers of other religions or philosophies or none, to feel closer to them, and not to identify more as my special group and the rest. So this is something to guard oneself against. But the training in refuge, this is an indispensable foundation, as we saw earlier tonight, that without this foundation, the paths will not be attained. We will not be able to cultivate them within. So I encourage you to meditate on refuge well and repeatedly over a sustained period until it becomes stable.
也能被端把囊把那些端把七笔囊把里先被端把车上里啊五十些我的最后些我的这叫我们去给你那样的去路春节下的过日子也是的那啊这囊把门被给前一个端把这些那被那些些里啊很多节庆不那全部如我的光这个结束章节也就这个偏的偏不的偏多全部用过的这些啥也被那些 약으로스
This final bit that outline that we looked at, this is something that's very dear to His Holiness. So I encourage you to really watch your mind and ensure that you do have a genuine, respectful attitude towards other religions and their teachers and followers. This is important, not to develop an attitude of looking down on others or feeling of superiority. Rather recognize that other religious traditions have brought over centuries and still continue to do so much benefit to beings. So that alone is reason to be respectful. So our faith may be in a particular direction, but that does not need to, for us to exclude others in terms of having respect for them. Our faith may be in one direction, but our our respect should be far broader. And we, through very quick analysis, we can recognize the benefits that these religious traditions still bring to their followers, because we can see the benefits that comes to their own communities. And often that benefit is not just expressed to their own communities, but to general society or those who are not necessarily directly part of their communities. So we can see in this way that other religious traditions bring benefits to their followers as well as to those who are not their followers. Interreligious harmony is something very close to the heart of His Holiness, and is something he's dedicated extensive time and effort to over many decades. And you would have also seen the pictures of His Holiness attending temples and mosques and churches and shuls. Probably he's been to places of worship of every religion, every major religion in our world. And he genuinely shows them respect, doesn't follow their religions, but he respects the good that they do. And this is because he very clearly sees that the various religions of our world are a means by which suffering in our world is reduced. And through interreligious dialogue and harmony, ever more suffering by various religions, it will be reduced. So this is something that's very dear to his heart. Therefore, we should ensure that our mind is in accordance with this heart wish of his. And then thank you. We can conclude there for this evening. Thank you. But if you have questions, then feel free to ask.
Amen.
Then tomorrow. Thank you.